got it up on the banner here. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So this year is the Olympic year, and we're going to be talking about races and competitions all year. So the picture here is we're in the stadium. All the crowds are cheering us on, and God has given us a race that he calls us to run. And he wants us to get right through to the finishing lines. So we're all going to say this together. So we're going to see if we can remember it for next time. So after three, let's say together, one, two, three. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Right, let's try that again. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Okay, anyone here is good at running? Anyone good? Josh is good. Do you want to come out the front? Josh, you good at running? Anybody else good at running? Anybody else got? Is that Ashley? Come on, out you come. Okay, right. We're not going to have a running around the whole race because that might be a bit dangerous and you might trip over something. So what I want you to do is get into some space here so you've got a bit of room to move. And we are going to have an endurance competition, okay? Do you know what endurance is? What's endurance?
See who can, like, run for the longest without stopping.
That's right. Endurance isn't about necessarily how fast you run. It's about not giving up. It's about keeping going. A couple of years ago, I did a sponsored walk. And the last few miles, I was absolutely shattered. And I thought, I can hardly walk. I was walking so slowly, because it finished off walking through St. James's Park and Green Park. And during the holidays, the Christmas holidays, we were up in London. And we walked the same bit of walk, amongst some other stuff, just as we were walking up to get to Hyde Park. And do you know that St. James's Park and Green Park that time seemed very, very small? Because I wasn't tired. I mean, Green Park only takes, how long does it take to walk up Green Park? Just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes normally? It's just sort of up the side of Buckingham Palace. But I can remember that day thinking it just seemed miles. Because I was tired, because I'd been walking so far. But I thought, I am going to endure. I am going to stick with this right to the very end. Okay? So this is about endurance. So what we're going to have is we're going to have a running on the spot competition. Okay? And I do want you to do it fast. Okay? And we'll see who can keep going for the longest. Okay? Right. So this side, because all these images about a race, by the way, I mentioned this last week, but for those of you who weren't here, the word for the race here, it was actually originally a length. It was 185 meters, and it was the word stadium, and that changed into the word stadium. So you've got to imagine, you're in the stadium, all the crowds, there's thousands of people there. They've tried to get online to get their Olympic tickets, and in the end, they've succeeded. Or maybe they didn't succeed in getting rid of them, I don't know. But anyway, so you're in the stadium, the crowds are cheering you on. So this side's going to cheer for Ashley, and this side is going to cheer for Josh, and we'll see who lasts the longest. So are you ready? You know what you've got to do. Keep going for as long as you can. Okay, on your marks. Get set. Go! Right, maybe you should have done a warm-up first. That's what you're meant to do, but I didn't let you do that. Okay, go and sit down again. Thanks very much. Round of applause for our athletes today. I have to say, I thought this side was much better at cheering on their person than this side. I don't think there was any comparison. I tell you what, as a church, rubbish. It's good to see our elder modelling the sort of behaviour that we expect from church members in 2012. Hey, well, you've had your illustration for today of what the text means. Doesn't need much more than that, really, does it? Endurance is about keeping going. Some of us who are here today, we have been Christians for a long time. Some of us haven't, but some of us have been Christians for a long time. And do you ever get that feeling that you're just a bit kind of out of breath? Do you ever get this feeling, I'd like to take things a little bit easier from now on? Do you ever get this feeling, oh, there's things that I know that I shouldn't do, but oh, never mind, nobody's going to notice? Anybody get tempted that way? Yeah, of course we do. We all do. So our text is about endurance. Yeah, it's not about the 100 meters race. Now, I have to say, I am no athlete, and it doesn't matter what race you put me into, I would not win. But Usain Bolt, when he runs 100 meters, he just flies as quick as he possibly can, because that's what you do in 100 meters. I don't think, I might be wrong here, I know Brian, he is an athlete, so he might be able to correct me on this, but I don't think there's too much tactics actually in the race in 100 meters. I think you just run it. Is that right? More or less? So? Okay, tell me about the tactics. Diane's going to explain the tactics. So even in 100 meters, some people start faster than others. Okay? And in the marathon, I mean, I know that there's tactics in the marathon, because in the marathon, the one thing you mustn't do is start off too because if you start off too fast, you will get tired. And you, if you are winning for the first 20 miles, but then with the last 6 miles to go, you really slow down, then you're never going to win. I mean, we've seen it sometimes in the Olympics. Who was it? The lady who was ahead and then suddenly dropped out. Was that Paula Radcliffe at one of the Olympics? She was running, but she just couldn't keep going. Probably because she had an injury, I think, rather than that she did it wrong. You know, some people as Christians, they start off with fantastic enthusiasm and they say, this is great. God loves me. Do you know, God loves me so much that he sent Jesus to die for me. He loves me so much. But after a while, they get tired. And maybe a year, 5 years, 10 years after they become believers, they're not doing very much about it. Some people start slowly and they build and they build and they build. So we have a church text this year that it is about running with endurance the race that God has set before us. And you know, I think something here. I think races are exciting. We didn't quite manage to get the Olympic atmosphere in here this morning. This side made a fairly good attempt at it. But, you know, there's that excitement in the race. Everybody's really excited. And, you know, when the New Testament talks about races, it actually, the words that sometimes used can be used for any sort of sporting competition. So it could be used for things like boxing matches and wrestling matches as well. There's this big excitement of two teams trying to win. And God is calling his church to win. God is calling his church to be the winners in the race. And the grown-ups are going to be thinking about this a bit more later on. But I want everybody to know, whether you're a child or whether you're a grown-up, that it is about endurance. That it's about keeping going. And when you feel like giving up, think of Josh and Ashley today, and they're running, and they're going to keep going, and they're going to keep going, because that's what they've been told to do. And that's what we've been called to do as well.